The federal agency that controls the nation's wetlands is about to make it harder for developers to tear out swamps and stream beds and replace them with shopping malls and homes. Responding to years of pressure from environmental groups, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has decided to phase out a system that's allowed the development of small areas of wetlands, 10 acres or less, without prior review. Property rights advocates are furious. Environmentalists say it's about time. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Every year, thousands of people apply for permission to bury, pave, dam, drain, or otherwise alter a wetland. Mike Davis, Deputy Assistant Secretary at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, says some of those requests are granted almost overnight, while others require much more study. Davis says that's just the way the system is supposed to work.
We've got to be able to screen out those actions that are truly minor and allow those to go forward in an expedited manner, and then focus on, in more detail, those that potentially have the biggest impacts to the environment.
For years, the Corps has officially maintained that smaller, more isolated wetlands were of limited ecological significance. Requests to develop them were almost always authorized under something called Nationwide Permit 26. Drew Caputo, a wetlands expert with the Natural Resources Defense Council, says it's long been a popular arrangement.
The permit was and still is being used by every developer you can possibly imagine. If you want to build a Walmart, you use Permit 26. If you want to build a strip mall, you use Permit 26. If you want to build a subdivision, use Permit 26. If you want to mess around with stream banks, you know, for whatever reason, you use Permit 26. It's the single biggest source of wetlands loss in the country.
But Caputo says there's one giant problem with the notion that these kinds of wetlands aren't especially important.
There is precisely zero science for that. Not only is it not true that wetlands and isolated or headwater areas are less important, in some ways they're more important. They may be the only wetland around, for example, in a place like the Northern Plains, or they may provide particularly important flooding protection.
The National Research Council has issued a report that supports that point of view. Mike Davis says it's helped to trigger a broad review of the wetlands permitting process. That review is now finished, he says.
We believe that in the past, the permit has allowed activities to go forward in a way that perhaps resulted in too much of an environmental effect. We're changing that and, in fact, going to phase out over 2 years Nationwide Permit 26 and replace it with an additional set of new nationwide permits.
By all accounts, these new permits won't be nearly as easy to obtain as the old ones were. That probably means less development, at least of regulated wetlands. Environmentalists like Caputo say it's a change that's long overdue, but property rights advocates are predicting economic pain. Lisa Yeager is a spokeswoman for a nonprofit group called Defenders of Property Rights.
It's a drastic change. It's a drastic change. It's a turn for the worse for individual property owners, and I think you'll see a huge reaction against any kind of elimination of that nationwide permit.
Last year, talk like that helped drive an unsuccessful congressional attack on federal wetlands provisions. At one point, conservative Republicans tried unsuccessfully to narrow the official definition of a wetland. At others, they tried to slash funding for enforcement of wetlands laws. Those attempts were unsuccessful. Now they may be revived. Democratic Senator Bennett Johnston of Louisiana.
It can be government at its worst. We want to protect the environment, but we don't want to subject individual property owners to this very intrusive, very expensive, very delay-ridden set of regulations.
Johnston and other congressmen are urging the Corps of Engineers to reconsider its decision and hold more public hearings on the question of Nationwide Permit 26. But spokesman for the Corps said this morning that the changes were a done deal. It's expected that they will become official 1 week from today. If the Corps goes through with its plan to phase the old system out over a 2-year period, a tidal wave of last-minute applications is expected. Spokesmen for the Corps say they'll probably start rejecting fast-track applications to develop larger wetlands, but the smaller projects, which are far more numerous, will keep going through. This means that in the short run, the change announced today could actually increase the rate at which wetlands are vanishing. By most accounts, that rate is now 70,000 acres a year. I'm John Nielsen in Washington.